This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
How are things?
Ugh, another week of our favorite girl here.
The Shanae show, and it's funny that they open the show not with anything overly dramatic other than just people sitting around and talking about the Shanae drama, which is appropriate because that's sort of what we were doing last week right after the show too, and what we've been doing for a week and guessing we're going to be doing for a few more weeks at that.
I do have to say it was nice to start off an episode with a date that had nothing to do with Shanae. Talk about a breath of fresh air, honestly.
Oh.
It was great. And then obviously it went downhill very fast.
Well, and you had the great point last week about how you're glad Serene didn't get sort of her date just thrown into the middle of this madness. I'm glad that she got to be able to have her own time, even if it was short-lived. We're off, let's go. You get your date and then we'll sort of dive in back into the crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how many people would remember Serene's date if it was lumped into last week. I think it was a fun date, but I didn't feel like crazy sparks with them. So I think going into that would just, no one would ever remember that date if it was last week.
Are your feelings about this date influenced at all by the fact that this would pretty much be your worst nightmare as far as dates go?
I wrote in my notes, dead.
So other than a flying date, I think this would be, so maybe not the worst date. This would be like your second worst date.
I think my top worst date would be that Nick Viall.
With
Vanessa when they had to do like zero gravity flips in the air. Yeah. And then she threw up. So like that was a real that's definitely my top one, I think, from this franchise that I would probably just give up and go home.
You would have made the Nick Viall date look like something out of The Exorcist.
I just wouldn't have done it. Like, it would have been like, I don't think I'm meant to be with you, and I'm just going to end my journey here.
Like, honey, you have fun. I'm going to watch from the ground. Is that okay?
Yeah. If you want to send me home, this is where I draw the line.
Yeah, and so Serene, they go on rides and they have this like sweet little date. And I think you were sort of onto something about how it was fine and it was
good. Like I love her, and you know they got into a lot of, you know, she got into personal conversation about her family and everything, but I just didn't see like crazy sparks with them, but there was good conversation. Like it wasn't just like, oh, this is fun. And
yeah, she drove right in.
The start of like this whole episode, he just said, thank you for sharing that way too many times, which is like the classic line for a lead, honestly. But I don't know. I mean, I still love her, but I don't know if they're the sparks there for the both of them as a couple.
Yeah. I would imagine no matter what happened, and because he did seem to enjoy himself, so getting the rose isn't like the hugest shock. But I have to imagine after everything that just happened, that no matter, it would have had to have been the worst date in the history of dates for her not to get a rose there. I don't think he was looking for another, you know, negative experience.
That's true. And when it's a date that you open up about, you know, being vulnerable and a whole family, you know, issue or family history, like you very rarely go home that day. I feel like you go home before the conversation gets to that.
Yeah, that is kind of tough to be, you know, hey, my grandmother died, my cousin died. Oh, this is so hard. I never open up like this. Yeah, by the way, I'm going to need you to leave now.
Thank you for sharing all that, but it's time for you to go.
And if anybody would if anyone could try to pull it, go all in at this point. Keep stepping in it. So why not? I mean, just go all in. That led us back right into the drama. We had, what would you say, 10, maybe 12 minutes until we got back into the slop?
And then it was like 25 to 30 of not good footage.
We did get right into a rose ceremony, at least. So we're going to a cocktail party. And
I kind of forgot that we never got to it last week. So it was good to finally have that. And I mean, unfortunately, wasn't a great outcome, but at least we got it at the big top of the episode.
It really was deja vu, though, because once again, you had all the women saying, oh, man, I really hope that Clayton takes a look at this and does the right thing. And Clayton walks in and says, you know what, this has been difficult for me. And I really think that we need to address this. So let me talk to the women, the people from the date. One by one, they're saying everything that happened and right in front of him. So for all of his defense that he was trying to do on Twitter the last couple of weeks about, I wish I would have seen this. Oh, my Lord, this is such a surprise to me. I would have sent her home.
Been defending himself week after week about, you know, people coming after him saying, how could you support someone that's treating all these women like this? And he's like, well, if I had known, like, she would have gone right home. It's right here. You did know. You knew she threw the trophy. You knew she was telling everyone off and swearing at them and being awful. You still kept her. So, like, you did know.
They painted the most accurate picture they possibly could, because you already knew about, and that's the other thing, how he says, like, oh, if I would have known about, like, the ADHD stuff, like, that was already well known. So for him now to try to play revisionist history when we all watched it is just so bizarre. And so he's acting like he's even on camera going to take the hard line and sits her down. And, you know, it's like, it's hard for me to defend those actions. And basically at the other side of his mouth saying, but let me try.
Yeah.
And, you know, well, I didn't know about the trophy is like the biggest thing he took away from there. Like, not the bullying. And not mocking people and everything else. It's the $3 trophy that really makes him want to wag his finger.
Well, it's just like crazy, because sometimes we do see the lead not know anything about how awful a person is. And then until they watch it back and they're like, oh, wow, that is not basically what Clayton is saying. Like, if I had known that, like, they would have been gone, like, just like that. But this season, like, he's seeing it. Like, you're seeing it. So it's hard to give him the benefit of the doubt of being like, oh, this is what you didn't see, you know, off camera, or, you know, when you were in your room or whatever. But you're seeing just about everything.
Yeah. And then presented with a chance to maybe not make it right because she's gotten this far, but at least just get rid of her, and sits her down and basically has to coax her into saying that she was sorry, because he kept saying sort of, well, you know, this is unacceptable and you can't defend this. So do you think it's something you want to apologize about? And like, one beat, two beat, three beat. Yeah, I really do want to apologize. You know, and I really hope that you accept it, and I never should have happened. And he just sits there and says, okay, literally, okay. Yeah. And
does it, and then comes back and goes, oh, it went really well. Like, I feel like I got through to them. Like, what?
And not only accepts that, but immediately it's all smiles and we're making out again. What is happening?
Yeah. I don't understand.
Even if you want to say, you know what, she needed to apologize, she owned her actions, we're moving forward, fine. But is there no probation in there? It's just immediately, yep, everything's good.
Okay, you're good.
Because
everything's solved.
Besides the fact that her apology was clearly fake, and we would know that even if she didn't do the in the moment where she's mocking everyone and everything again. But, you know, she's crying without actual tears, and it's just a word salad that doesn't really make sense because, unlike, as we find out later on, everything else she does is perfectly scripted that she acts out beforehand. She didn't know she was going to have to do a group apology to save herself. So that's why it was like more word salad than usual for her. Yeah. And that's when she goes off on the rant. Yeah, that's when she goes off on the rant about Meryl Streep and give me the Oscar and give me the Emmy. And that goes towards, like, not that he would need it, but that goes to the things that either Jesse needs to be able to tell him or show him, or like there has to be select things that a normal lead, which he clearly is not, should get to see, though he has enough in this instance. That would just be a perfect example of, if it wasn't right in front of his face or her face, this is what the lead should at least get to see.
Yeah.
Because besides cutting up good TV, which I know,
that's why we're all here.
Yeah, absolutely.
The person clearly has no interest in being in a relationship with him and has no interest in anything the show is supposed to be about. So, like, in that case, I think it's sort of fair. Like, this isn't normal drama.
Yeah. It was funny when he went to her, pulled her aside very first and said, you know, they told me that you were, that you threw the trophy like in the pond. Like, is that true? And I think he was like expecting her to like defend it and be like, what? No, I would never do that or something. She goes, yeah, I did. And then he just like stared at her and was like, oh, okay. Well, it has to change. Like, okay.
Yeah. And that, like, would fit.
His facial expression was just like, oh, okay. Like, you're telling me that you did it. Oh.
And that would fit, because every single time before this, it's two people telling different stories and him wondering, whoa, someone's lying to me. I wonder who it is. And each time going and taking Shanae's side. So that's a good observation. I'm wondering if he wanted that just so he could immediately say, oh, well, you didn't do anything. It's two sides to every story.
Over the group.
Yeah, two sides to every story. And then once she said that, it's like, oh, well, I guess you do have to actually apologize. Damn.
Yeah. Try to do some damage control.
And if anyone was surprised that when we get to the rose ceremony, once again, she's left the last rose, which at this point, there's no doubt that she's going home. The idea that you have to wait until the last rose to build suspense, I mean, that suspense was kicked 3 weeks ago.
Well, and we definitely knew she was staying because we've seen all the promos about the 2-on-1 and what's coming up. So,
yeah.
I mean, we definitely knew she wasn't going home there.
Yeah. Basically, as soon as he gave the second to last rose away, I just typed in Shanae. I was like, okay, well.
I did.
Because we lost, who did we lose?
Sierra, which was awesome. Don't be stupid. Again, I wish like more people said something on their way out, but whatever. Sierra, Jill, and then I think Lindsay.
Right. Yes, you were 100%
okay.
Right.
I had Lindsay question mark, but like I knew who she was because she's been doing a little bit of commentary the past couple weeks. So yeah, Sierra, Jill, and Lindsay I have.
And as soon as he gave Shanae the last rose, and this goes back to again his somehow claim of I wish I would have known, literally every girl's jaw was on the floor.
And not the first rose ceremony that happened.
Correct.
Like, read the room.
For him to constantly lean on the fact that I had no idea, I thought it was just petty. This goes beyond normal petty drama that we've all seen on this show. And I think we've all seen the sniping between guys or girls. and you just think, okay, whatever, it'll blow over, and someone gets a rose, and it's never this almost gasp in the room when that person gets a rose.
Yeah.
It just one thing after another, you wonder, how could this dude not see it?
I don't know if you saw, someone said, it's honestly scary how manipulative Shanae is. Like, is she secretly a serial killer? He replies and goes, lock her up. She's killed all my credibility already.
Ha ha ha, it's so funny. This girl bullies people that have ADHD. Oh, it's so hilarious. Oh my God. Clayton, you're so funny. Oh, this is great. You're only the worst bachelor that we've ever seen in modern history. That's great. Way to be. Jesse Palmer is just sitting back and loving this, thinking, oh my God.
And there's someone else that says, Clayton watching tonight's episode, and it's a person in a clown face. And he goes, yep, haven't taken off that paint in 3 weeks now.
Oh, it's so funny. I'm just letting these women be terrorized, and I'm sending someone back to bully them every week. I'm so great. Oh, this is amazing. So now he's moved on to post-apology, which, take that for what it is. He's now moved on to the, I can make jokes about it, so it must mean that I'm okay here.
I guess.
I mean, not that more apologies are going to help. I just don't know. I think maybe silence at this point is better.
I think so.
Especially when 2 or 3 weeks ago already, he was saying, I can't wait until after the final rose so I can really have it out. Well, then maybe, okay. Maybe it's time to put down the phone and just wait until then so you can explain yourself. Because while I'm sure ABC is asking you to engage during the show, like Jesse, who, you know, live tweets the whole thing, I think maybe you can sit this one out. I think that's okay.
Which is funny because I actually, when the show started, I actually liked that he was so active on Twitter. Yeah. We don't really get that from Leeds during the season. So I actually thought that was a good thing to add to seeing this season, but now it's just not great.
Maybe just stop. Maybe put a lock on the phone and like give it to someone in your family to just for a couple more months, unless you're going to make better decisions, which I think while watching the show, I think we understand he's not about to start making better decisions now.
I don't think so.
What this gave us was, again, Shanae, you know, bitch is this, bitch is that. I'm the queen. I sent another one home and sent Sierra home. For her to try to dunk on Sierra, I'm sorry. I understand Clayton somehow chose her again over someone incredible like Sierra. But no. All the dumb things you said and continue to say, for her to try to dance on Sierra's grave, no.
It's pretty sad when you'd be okay if we still had Cassidy here over Shanae.
Bring her back. It's okay.
Bring back Cassidy, honestly. Like, it's so much better than this, I guess.
Just swap him out. It'll be fine. No one will complain. It's okay. Let's go do reshoots. Let's just start this over. It's okay. Yeah. My Lord, do we need a little extra money? I mean, you got the Disney money. It's fine. They're okay. Disney Plus is doing great. Get a little of that Grogu cash and go reshoot.
No short of a budget.
Like, let's do it. But we get the big announcement, you know. We're going international. And this is no slight to our Canadian friends, and we have many, and our lovely Canadian listeners. But much like the last few times where they've said, you know, like, we're going on the road, and then it's, we're going to Virginia, we're going to Texas, like, we're going international, we're going to Toronto.
Well, everyone gets so excited because obviously they think they're going, you know, again, no offense,
none,
where, like, maybe tropical or Europe, mm-hmm, or basically anywhere else other than Canada,
just over a body of water somewhere.
Yeah, but hey, I mean,
and I should say an ocean,
international, so
you're crossing water, but over an ocean, I would say.
Yeah,
and that so means not north or south, and I don't want to take it out on Toronto, a wonderful city, but yeah, like you said, like, go to Europe, let's go, or we're gonna end up in Iceland, like, that's when you get excited, like, guys, we're going to Iceland,
yeah,
we're going to Toronto, and we're gonna take you to the Niagara Falls. Yes. But we go international. They get the stamp. And I was kind of surprised that Gabby gets the one-on-one.
I don't think I was that surprised. They seem to have some sort of connection in the past couple weeks. I don't know if I was expecting it this week or later, if she even stuck around, but seems like a pretty good date. It was the classic Bachelor Canada date, like hockey and, you know, everything that they think Canada represents, which it, I mean, it does, but the franchise just loves going after like the Canadian hockey dates.
Why the helicopter though?
Yeah, I don't know. It's add some pizzazz.
Like, we're taking you on a helicopter to go play street hockey.
they needed to spice it up a little bit, I think.
Yes. And I think over anything she did, from diving right into the serious stuff again, like basically like, okay, I'm going to read a long list now. Here we go. To the helicopter ride, to anything else, her getting on the ground and just like petting this random dog was
literally flat out.
Like, as soon as she did that, he should have just stopped it right there. Like, yeah. Guys, throw the towel. The show is over.
This is it.
Here's the final rose. We can go right to the, let's go tape the, like, let's sign the contract to record the wedding. Let's go. Yeah. Let's do it. I mean, that is all time Bachelor, Bachelorette move.
It's right up your alley.
Oh my God. That I've ever seen on any of these shows. Just so genuine and just something that we get so rare, where it's just this pure moment of joy. It's like, dog.
Yeah. I really like her. There's something really different about her. Like, I think it's her personality. She's just seems like she's really fun. She's funny. I think she has too much of a personality for Clayton.
Yeah, it's not saying much, but yes, I agree.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a really good date. Like, she knows how to hold a conversation. Her personality and vibe is really fun, I think. But she also was able to get vulnerable during her dinner and talk about how she's scared of love because, you know, essentially her mom stopped loving her.
That was rough.
Which is like pretty rough. Yeah. And then talking about if she wants to reconcile someday, and it got really deep. So she definitely got, I think, like the full date experience. Like, she got to say her piece, like tell him why she feels the way she does, why she's there, you know, what she needs from him, just everything. And I don't, she seems like a really like fun girl. Like, her personality is just like really cool.
And I think what I liked about when she dove into the serious stuff, and she just, again, laid it all out there, was like, this is why I have trouble in relationships. This is my family drama. Like, here it is.
Yeah.
When he asked her about mending fences, like, do you think maybe this is a relationship you and your mother will go back and fix later on? Mm-hmm. He's, at least I got that he was fishing for the absolutely, you know, we need to go get them and we can make this right. I thought it was really kind of impressive that she was seemingly honest about it, saying like, I don't know, like maybe down the road.
Yeah.
But she didn't give the resounding, you know what, that's definitely at the top of my list of what I need to do. She's like, maybe.
Yeah. Or no, I never want to see or talk to her again. Like, it was just kind of like, I don't know. We'll see.
And I think, well, because I think that all of us that have gone through some drama, and I'm not saying I thankfully got anywhere near that with my family, is that's sort of that area that is, well, maybe it's not healthy, and maybe that's my problem. We can talk about that later. But I think that's the healthy place to be. And
that's our other podcast now.
Yeah, we can dive into that later. But I think that's the healthy place to be, where you can go either way depending on the situation. And this idea of like finality and like, yes, it's going to, or no, it's not. Like, why don't we just see where we get there, and we'll have that conversation.
Not giving you an answer right now.
Right. And I think in that is an actual answer. And because she easily could have given him an answer that would have been like the rising music and like, I can't wait to for you take you to hometowns and we're gonna use that to build. And I'm like, none of that. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
And
not making any promises right now.
Exactly. And she gets the rose, and of course we had to make it to a pool. They must not have had a jacuzzi available. So without the jacuzzi, they make it to the pool. We're making out, everything's good. Holding the rose in the pool is a little weird, but you know.
Yeah.
I guess you can't let that bad boy go.
Yeah, the thing that you have to like carry the rose everywhere you go is a little
so can someone just hold annoying. This for me? I mean, someone's holding my bag. Can they just hold my rose? Is that
yeah,
no? Okay. And so we get a little another little reprieve from Shanae just to go right back. And the reason why is we get on this group date, which she's not on. So we're thinking we're getting a group date without Shanae.
This is awesome.
And it's a roasting date, but then everybody mainly spends their time roasting her.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. It could go both ways. It's good because I think Clayton, I mean, he's clueless, but he could see that, like, everyone really does not like her. Like, there's this dislike that is just obviously everyone feels the same way. But at the same time, like, maybe you shouldn't have spent so much time. And of course, it's like, it's obviously editing. Like, Marlena said on Twitter, like, there were so many great roasts that she did for like almost every single girl, and that they didn't show any of them. So, it's obviously editing, but they should have spent more time probably on Clayton or a couple maybe of the girls that were there. But also at the same time, like, no, like, let it be known that, like, that everyone does not like her.
And they let it be known because, whew, I mean, you had a little bit of non-Shanae drama, I guess, with the two going back and forth about, Sarah going with Mara and her age, and Mara going back about her age. And so all of a sudden it's like, you're too old, you're too young. And did you have a favorite roast of what we were shown?
I don't know. I'm just like, usually when we've had a few of these roast dates in the past. But I feel like this one, like, they actually went for it, and like, I feel like the past ones that we've had, they're not always so roast like they hold back, like, yeah. And they don't want to say anything mean, especially to the bachelor or bachelorette, but yeah, they didn't hold back, and it was a real roast. Like, it was enjoyable to watch. It wasn't like, oh, like, your hair looks messed up. Like,
oh, it was like burn. Real
stuff, like your age and Shanae and all this stuff, things you do in the house. Like, it was real, and it was a good one. It was a good one to watch. It wasn't just ones we get in the past.
And I'm glad that they let off with a winner, because Marlena just, I mean, she could do that professionally. She just...
Oh, yeah.
So good. It was so surprising. It was
my favorite. I can't think off the top of my head what she said, but I was like, I remember saying, like, that was a really good one.
So,
and they had a lot of good ones about Clayton, too.
They did. And so I had three, and I'd love to hear the rest of hers. And I think that maybe instead of, you know, it's everyone's favorite time, bloopers, maybe instead we get Marlena's full joke session, because, or roast session, whatever you want to call it. It was threefold. It was, great. You're from Missouri, so I need to know, do you kiss your mother with an open mouth? Ding. A little on the line, because you're talking about a personal issue, but we know Hunter as IBS, and she's a, you know, so like, okay, I again thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. And then she went to Shanae and, like, a herpes outbreak. You can't get rid of it, and it stays longer than you anticipate, and it's annoying. And that, I think, summed it up perfectly. but I think we need the full, I didn't know that there was that much unused stuff. Like, we need this footage.
Yeah. She said I forget what she said on Twitter. I think it was like, who wants to see
me?
It says, all right, who wants to hear all of my roasts for each woman that didn't make it tonight? Yes. I had so much better one.
I'll release the Marlena cut. Let's do it. Oh my
God. And everyone's like, give the people what they want.
Seriously, that would be incredible. I mean, she was the star, but even the more uncomfortable ones, I thought, because you could tell that Serene maybe didn't want to bring out the knives per se, but that was probably the other non-Marlena best line was, you know, she's glad that she's on Shanae's season of The Bachelor. Like, that's a great line. Like, that's smart. Yeah. And it's perfectly sums True. Up everything that we've been watching for these last 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, Marlena was the star, but I think for me, the Shanae season of The Bachelor was the best non-Marlena line that we had in the roast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
I'm just glad they went for it. Like I said, like, we get really totally. Subpar ones a lot. And the one that comes to mind is, I don't remember what season when they had the drag queens.
Oh, yeah.
And the drag queens were like, come on, like, this is lame. Like, you're being lame. Yeah, and they were calling them out for not roasting good enough. And
Katie, your cooking in the house makes me want to order Uber Eats.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, guys, are we playing flag football or touch football? Like, what's happening here?
Yeah, that's definitely the date that comes to mind when I think of roast dates, when they literally told the whole group that they were lame. So this one was probably the top roasting.
Yes, 100%. And you know, these women then get their one-on-one time at the cocktail party, and I thought it was cute for Susie to do the opposite. She said, I got to roast you, now I want to basically praise you. I thought it was a nice setup for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
but not good enough for the rose.
Well, and that's true.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And I think maybe because she said that it was so out of her comfort zone, I'm not sure. I mean, she did make out with him mid-sentence. I don't know. It was a little surprising. I thought she, or certainly for her performance, Marlena, and myself.
Yeah, I think Marlena definitely should have taken home this rose.
And honestly, if you're not going to get a rose for bringing maple syrup shots to the party, I mean,
right?
All these people bring in their A game, and he lands on Rachel, who's like, I like Rachel a lot, by the way. But I didn't watch this.
They have a really good connection, I think.
Yeah, 100%. I just didn't, in this specific date, I was like, I didn't know that she was like, I wouldn't call her the MVP here. I mean, she right. didn't bring maple
yeah,
syrup.
You're thinking of this date, which you're supposed to be. Like, that's what Kate Rose is.
We were. I don't even know if they showed us any of her jokes.
Yeah, I don't think so. But, like, yeah. if you, like, obviously you know that you're keeping her. So, like, that should just be in your mind. Like, that's such an easy rose to give at a rose ceremony. Like, save someone that you had a connection with this night. You know, but
and oh, I had another note. So Sarah, I think twice said she talked about her comfortability.
Yes.
And now, listen, if you've listened to this show at any time, including the last 30 minutes, you know that I'm not the sharpest tool in the. Huh, it might be a tool, but I'm not the sharpest tool in the the box. So I get a lot of things wrong, especially having to do with words. Because I'm not smart. I wasn't good in the school. So is that a word or is that not a word?
I don't think so. I don't think it's a word.
It sounds
made up.
That means
it's not saying much either, but I think the word is, I think she meant being comfortable and just okay. made it comfortability.
Because while I am very proud of my Quinnipiac education, I did not take any English courses, and so I'm not read up so good. And when I heard comfortability twice, it jumped out. I'm like, that totally sounds like it's made up.
The word comfortability does not technically exist in the English language. The word most closely resembling comfortability is comfort.
It doesn't technically exist. That's fantastic. So it theoretically exists?
So no, it's not a word.
I mean, I guess it does theoretically exist because she used it. But okay, so that makes me feel a little bit better. My communications degree coming in strong there. Comfortability is not a word. Sorry, Sarah. Jeez, why do you got to be 13 and have a bad vocabulary? Ugh.
Which I didn't think. Which, why don't you know your words?
I don't know how old she is. I assume she's early 20s. But I don't think, as far as bachelorette contestants go, that she actually looks that young. I mean, she looks young.
We've definitely seen younger.
Oh, like, my God.
Younger looking.
When you're accused of being, well, not accused of, called old, I guess really the only thing you could say to that person is, well, you're so young. Other than making up words, I don't think she's...
She's 23. I mean, 23 is still young.
I'm sure this 23-year-old wants to get engaged to this former professional football player that has a thing for bullies, top of her list.
She's the youngest there, the youngest in the house. I think that's why it was
she's the baby.
Yeah, in the house, I guess.
Well, it wasn't good enough for Rose, so comfortability goes out the window there. Rachel gets the rose. All right, very exciting. And then we get to the drama we knew was coming.
Week of Shanae.
And I don't know if she was acting, because while this comes in against Genevieve apparently next week, it was actually Shanae who was like, what's a 2-on-1? How does this work? For someone who's so into everything being scripted, I'm sorry. Have you never seen this show before?
Yeah.
Is this your first day?
Well, and not only that, but 2-on-1. Like,
well,
it's not,
I mean,
like a special, it's not like a special name.
Oh,
like,
I beg to differ. It is very much special.
Well, yeah. Okay.
And it's sometimes it's a special birthday present. I've heard.
Okay.
You know,
if you go that route, then yeah. But I mean,
so maybe that's what you
said. And it says it's a 2-on-1 and one stays and one goes. Like, I mean, you could probably put the pieces together.
So when you say two go on the date and one is left, what happens to the other one? Are they also still getting a rose?
Yeah.
I don't understand. It's got to really think about
it. Well,
at
least like this, like it, we definitely know one of them's going home, because he said he needs to make a decision. One stays, one goes. Because sometimes, like, we have had that both stay or both go.
Both go, as famously. So, yeah, both left on the
beach. Yeah, so, I mean, both, they could both go.
Which would be interesting. And
I think only one will, though.
I think that the initial reaction from the women about how could he possibly put these two in front of him and decide, you know what? I'm sticking with Shanae.
Yeah.
And they're all of us watching mm-hmm. this and seeing this ridiculousness play out. How, like, I don't know how you could possibly say it. I don't care if Genevieve is an actual actress. Yeah. And on their date admits to being an actress who had to leave her acting class to come on this show. It yeah. doesn't matter to me. There's literally nothing she could say that would make me think, you know what? Shanae's the better option here.
Yeah, no. There's a she could get away with a lot for someone to root for Shanae. Absolutely. And
Clayton's just continuing to show how lost he is. They get there and he leads with, I want to have fun today. I don't want it to be awkward. I know it can go either way.
I know today might be awkward, but I want to have a lot of fun.
No shit, Sherlock. Oh my God. You have maybe the worst contestant we've ever seen in the history of the show, let alone mm-hmm. one that keeps getting roses.
Yeah.
And you're putting her on a 2-on-1 on a boat where if you fall overboard, you're dying. Yeah. This could really get awkward. Wow. Oh, my God. I now feel much better about my education versus Mizzou, okay? Lordy.
God.
And listen, we haven't seen, I guess, a ton of what Genevieve's bringing to the table. So maybe we'll find out next week. Maybe she ends up being awful. Mm-hmm. But to think that, oh, this is really a tough decision, which for him it is, but would it be for, like, anyone else with a pulse?
Mm-mm.
Intercutting with the she's a dog, she's a wet dog, and I'm trash, I'm throwing around, what, like, I'm just so tired of it. Like, that sort of thing can be spicy for a week, maybe
yeah.
two at this yeah, point,
it's
5 weeks of it, just it's so tiring, and it just it's beyond mean. Like, it's not even just normal mean girl stuff, like, it's just legit. She's just a bad person.
Terrible person.
That's it. That's perfect. She's a terrible person that doesn't deserve to be on television. Mm-hmm. And it sucks knowing that whenever she goes home or whenever they're not together anymore, whatever, she's going to go on Paradise and she's going to do the same stuff. And it's going to be just as bad because she's going to walk in saying, yeah, you know, I had a lot of time to think after watching it back and that's not who I am. And then she's going to do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It's just,
you're just always going to be a bully. So
the to be continued right at the beginning of the date. They didn't even get us like in the middle of the date. Shows Clayton sitting down with the two of them. And apparently part of Shanae's script is accusing Genevieve of being an actress. And Clayton has to walk off and say, one of these women is lying to me. Dun, dun, dun.
So dramatic.
Katie, which one of these could possibly be lying to him?
Oh, definitely Genevieve.
How could you possibly figure this out? I don't know. This is going to be
Hold
a tough
the tape.
One. Yeah. That's it. And that's the perfect spot for it, where you could just say, like, okay, these are the 30, I want 30 seconds of unedited Shanae that I've never seen.
Yeah.
Okay, this is an easy decision.
Oh, easy.
Oh, my God. And then they show us again. They're showing us bits, pieces more every week of the later in the season. And the biggest thing other than the banging at least two of the final three, and they get, or we assume it's the final three.
Yeah.
Is somebody plays him or has been playing him this entire season. And I'm not lying. That is worth staying around for, because finally, and I hate to wish for this sort of stuff, but finally, maybe somebody actually turns the table.
Is it what they seem?
Yeah. Like, okay. I mean,
bring it on.
Sometimes the best medicine is a little bit of your own.
That's what we want to see.
And before we move on to the other things happening in the world, very important, obviously, is that Clayton, do we want to call it now? Or are we going to wait? Is he already the worst? Is he, like, do we have to wait to the end? Can we just anoint him now? How does that work?
I think we have to wait I don't know how you can fully redeem yourself from something like this. I say we have to wait.
Okay, that's fair. I mean,
because we can't say he's the worst when you think about we have Ari and like and Juan Pablo and like, I mean, he's up there for sure. I think we have to wait how everything plays out.
You know you're bad when you're making me want to think about ways I can defend Ari. Like, it makes me want to tear my hair out. The fact that as you say that, I'm going through like, well, how can I say that Ari wasn't the worst?
Yeah.
Which
is, that's the sad part.
So here. Juan Pablo might have been trashed everyone, but what if, like, I'm just, these are going through my head. Like, that's how bad this dude continues to be week in and week out. And he's not helping himself with the, you know, he could be doing damage control well. He's doing it an awful job of it.
Yeah.
And
so I'm going to be positive and say we have to wait.
That's good. I like that. We need a little positivity. And
I'm not sure how positive a statement like that is, but
we did put the bat signal out for anybody that was Team Clayton. And I know you guys can't see me, but I'm making the signal of how many people reached out and said they wanted to come and defend Clayton on here. Oh, it's a big zero.
It's a zero.
That's what it is. So listen, if you're that person and you're screaming at us,
we're still looking.
We're still looking. Listen, maybe I need Indeed to go out and find somebody for that job. But if you are pro Clayton,
imagine just putting a job posting out, just like, we need one person to come forward and defend Clayton, why you're such a fan of him.
I mean, it's going to be to the point where it's like people that get paid to go to poorly attended political rallies. Like, we're just going to put out an ad that says like, okay, for $20, you have to come in and pretend to be someone that is defending Clayton, because that person doesn't exist. I'm convinced.
We have yet to find one.
So if you're there, let us know.
On social media.
Yeah. At Bachelor Podcast. Let us know. So now that that's out of our system, what else is going on in the world?
I actually have nothing this week.
Stop it.
Well, there's one thing, and it kind of seems like nothing, but it could be something. So obviously everyone was upset about the Riley and Marissa breakup.
Still not over it.
So Demi started tweeting like these cryptic tweets about their breakup, which Demi had like nothing to, even in Paradise, like had nothing to do with that relationship, really. Huh. She was in a lot of other different people's relationships, sure, but never really Riley and Marissa's. So she tweeted a few different tweets, but one was like, you got, like, everyone, you got this breakup all wrong. And like a few different emojis and everything. And everyone was like, what? Like, cause I was like, oh, did I miss something? Like, what are you talking about? And then, but everyone was just as confused, and they're like, what are you talking about? And everything. And Marissa liked it.
Oh.
So I don't know. I'm telling you this because it might turn into something, or it could just be like, no one's ever going to know. And everyone's just going to forget about it.
Because I mean, and I didn't do a deep dive on it, but my best understanding of it was just, they broke up. And
to my knowledge, it was like, yeah, like maybe we'll still be friends. Like, it wasn't like
someone
else, or like, it was just a regular franchise breakup. Like, you know, it's just not working out.
We see a lot.
But yeah, and we're gonna probably see each other all the time, like at all these events and stuff. So like, we're gonna be fine and cool with each other. But I don't know. It was just cryptic, and no one ever explained what it meant. So this could be a completely random thing that I just told you about, or it could evolve into something. So,
well, listen, you've done this multiple times before where you've planted that seed and it ended up being a very fruitful tree. So I would not be surprised if this ended up blowing up into something massive. And if you thought the Joe drama with his ex on the beach this past year of Paradise was something, wait, and if this is a thing and the three of them are all in Paradise, oh.
It's definitely just, it's confusing because, like, she,
out of nowhere.
I would understand if it was like the Kenny and Mari situation, oh, that 100%. She was like in that triangle. But this is just like, seems like a completely random thing to comment on.
Fascinating.
And for her to like it, like, not just like a,
yeah,
like, oh, let me just like share my thoughts on this person's breakup, like,
immediately lead you to like, think,
know what she's saying.
Yeah.
Know what she's talking about might lead to, there might be something else.
Yeah. So. Immediately you think, oh, well, clearly he did something and there's a story to be
told. And only, there. Yeah. And only Demi knows or something. Whoa, but it wouldn't be.
That's juicy.
Like with Demi, I don't know, Marissa. Right. It, so I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So it would be more that she wants to spill the tea. Maybe she didn't like the fact that it was sort of just an overall, oh, I can't believe you broke up, as opposed to like not wanting to like burn him at the stake or something.
Yeah.
Like, where are the pitchforks at?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, see, I think that's
I'll not let nothing. You know if anything comes of that. Mm, or it could right. just be a completely random thing that I just
told you. So, fantastic. Well, at Bachelor Podcast, if you want to send along your fun stories. And Katie, thank you as always.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.